Yes, it is Football Wednesday. One of the last ones, because the season is going to be winding down soon. We have one more game coming up this weekend. One more home game. Hopefully, we can get a home win. But what a frustrating year, certainly with the record, but just the extraordinary number of injuries that the Elks have gone through all through this year. It certainly seemed like it was unusual. Next one up. Our next guest had to deal with a lot of that.
Yeah, the latest injury is quarterback Taylor Cornelius. Gonna be out of the last regular season finale game. He was admitted to hospital because of an injured spleen. So let's get some perspective on what it's like to deal with all of these injuries and the pressure to try to get an athlete back on the field from the Director of Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation for the Elks. Brian Cheeseman is joining us. Mr. Cheeseman, good morning. Thank you so much for making time for the show. I understand that you go by Cheese. I don't know if we're there yet with you immediately to just introduce you as Cheese, but I'd like to. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, Cheese is fine. That's what my family refers to me, that as well as my football family.
Perfect.
So I joke that everyone in Quebec refers to me as fromage, so we'll go with Cheese.
Well, it was funny. We had a clip from Chris Jones a little earlier, and he was talking about Taylor Cornelius and his injury, and he just mentioned, I talked to Cheese about what was going on there, and so, yeah, he got that rolling this morning. You can blame Chris.
That's awesome. I'm happy to be on with you guys today.
You know, when we look back at the season as a whole, I think Daryl's right that, you know, it does seem like we were hearing about a lot of injuries. But is that just sort of par for the course with the regular season, or are we just finding that maybe we're talking about injuries more?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, you know, we're back in our first full 18-game season plus, you know, our two-game preseason coming out of a pandemic. I mean, obviously last year was a shortened season due to COVID, and I think, our level of injuries is probably correlated to, you know, the increased amount of games that we've played. And, it's been kind of across the league this year. There seems to be, from team to team, a lot of different injuries. And we've certainly dealt with our fair share. And that's when you deal with a sport like football, a contact sport like this, it's never an if someone is going to get hurt. It's, you know, when are they going to get hurt, right?
So. Yeah. You're the Director of Sports Medicine and Rehab. Tell me about your role, because I have to think you walk a pretty fine line. Primarily, you need to be concerned about the safety of the player, but you also want to get that player back in the lineup as quickly as possible. And the player generally will want to ignore whether or not there's a broken leg hanging off and they want to get back in the game. How do you walk that fine line? Right.
Yeah, that's the joy of dealing with athletes. Their first question whenever they're injured or diagnosed with an injury is, how long am I going to be out, or how soon can I get back? And, in my role here, essentially as the Director of Sports Med, which is, you know, just a fancy title for head athletic therapist, I'm fortunate to work with a great crew of people here. My assistant therapist, Lisa Swallow, and our two seasonal athletic therapists, Brendan McConaughey and Josh Collins. I mean, we work together day in and day out here, you know, to make sure our guys are first of all healthy enough to participate in practice and then games. And if they do get hurt, our job then is to get them back on the field. And, you know, we're also aided by our fantastic group of physicians, which is headed up by Dr. Duran Naidu. And I mean, we can't do what we do without them. But, you know, the key piece in all of this is communication, and it's effective communication between our medical staff and the players, our medical staff and the coaching staff and management too. And that allows everybody to be able to plan properly for, how long somebody may be out and then when they can return. So the communication key is definitely the key piece.
It must be, a really tough thing to deal with when an athlete really just wants to get back on the field and they want to push it a little sooner than they should, and you have to advise them not to play. Do you find that you experience that situation a lot?
Yeah, it happens more often than you think. And again, as long as you have that trust and that communication with the athlete, and you can explain to them, you know, here, yes, you may be feeling well enough to play, but here are the reasons why you're probably not quite there yet. They do come around very quickly. And I think that's something we pride ourselves on here with the Elks, is having that good communication and those good relationships with our players. And we trust them, and they trust that we're doing, you know, the best job that we can do and have their best intentions in mind too.
Hey, Brian, a familiar, comforting voice is standing by to ask you questions.
Hey, Brian, it's Morley. How are you, man?
I'm good, Morley. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I want to ask you about Saturday night. Can you walk me through when you found out Taylor was in discomfort or whatever the situation was and just kind of how that works? Because, I mean, you're off the clock after the game, right? But you're actually never off the clock, right?
Yeah, I mean, people think a job like this basically starts when kickoff happens and ends when the final whistle goes. But the reality of working in sports medicine is you're on 24/7 and essentially 365. So the short version of what happened on Saturday night was that Taylor reached out a little bit after the game and said that he was feeling unwell, and we felt at that point that he needed to have some higher level care, and so we referred him to the emergency department at the Royal Alex. And thanks to the fantastic staff, the doctors and nurses there, they were able to determine the severity of the situation fairly quickly and give him the best care possible. And those people don't get enough credit for the job that they do. For me, it's just as simple as answering a phone call and offering guidance, but they're the ones that actually have to put the plan into action. So we here at the Elks are very grateful for the high-level care and compassion that was shown to Taylor and his family during, Saturday night up until he got discharged yesterday.
Yeah, out of the hospital yesterday, which was absolutely great news, and on the road to recovery. Kind of changing topics, I want to ask you a little bit. You spent so much time working with hockey players over the last few years with the Oil Kings, then you moved over to the Elks. Tell me about the difference between working with hockey players and football players.
Volume, both in the amount of injuries and the size of the players. I mean, obviously, knees are knees and ankles are ankles and hips are hips, but you go from dealing with a roster of 25 to including our practice roster, into the mid-60s, and it's fun. I mean, sports medicine is sports medicine no matter where you practice it, but here, it's the volume of injuries that you see over the course of a season. And I'm very grateful and had a lot of fun and great experiences working in hockey with the Oil Kings and Hockey Canada and beyond, but I think the last couple of seasons here has made me a much better kind of therapist. I've been able to use my skill set a lot more, and there isn't much I haven't seen in the last two seasons working here in the CFL. And, we say downstairs here in the clinic that, there's never a dull moment. We never know what's going to walk through the door and what we're going to see. And that's what makes our job so fun.
Is it different treating somebody who's 320 pounds as opposed to somebody who's a 190?
Yeah, as a staff, I think we have to spend some time working out in the off season too. So we're ready to lift those big legs and big arms of the linemen when they get hurt. But no, it's a fun job, and I'm grateful for the opportunity every day. And it's to get to work with the people I work with too makes coming to work each day fun. And I joked with Morley earlier in the year, I think at one point myself and my assistant Lisa were probably leading the CFL in yardage because we'd been on the field so often during games. But thankfully it's been a little quiet, knock on wood, lately. So
that's the bad thing, right? The guys in your position don't want TV time, because if they're getting TV time, that means somebody's hurt.
Yeah, we'd rather just be seen on the sidelines instead of having to run out on the field, that's for sure.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate you sharing your perspective of a unique position with the team. So thank you so much for making the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.